CPV Radio, Central Texas.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cover your cough or sneeze. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. And remember, you're safer at home. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by Live 365 and this station.
This is AR Base. Keep it locked
right here
on
TPV Radio.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. TPV Radio have an all-star lineup just for you. Sunday, TPV Reloaded at 2 p.m. Monday, It's the Grub at 12 p.m. The Reality Coach at 6 p.m. Tuesday, Victory Over the Weights of Life at 6 p.m. Friday, The Caribbean Pepper Pot at 8 p.m. Saturday, Brother Don presents at 4 p.m. Men, Let's Talk, every first Friday of the month at 4 p.m. TPV presents by appointment only. Coming to you on June 6th, it is our Saturday Buffet with Lorraine Brown at 12 p.m. Walk with me. Let's go!
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network with your boy Psalmist Voice. Walk with us, family. Let's go.
You're listening to the Psalmist Voice Presents right now on TPV Radio.
Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
What is good, radio family? It's prime time, and yes, you are listening to another exciting episode of the Psalmist Voice Presents. It is a showcase for all artists, gospel recording artists, indie artists, pastors, entrepreneurs, authors that's making a statement in the kingdom of God. And I am your most humble host, the Psalmist Voice. What's cracking, family? Well, today we have a very exciting show to bring to you. We have a brother that has been in the industry for a minute, but his talent is impeccable. His voice is unique, and what he writes is authentic. So, family, I want you to sit back, relax. You know how we do here at PPV Presents. We have gospel recording artist Rodney Douglas Jr. He's in the building. So, family, I'm not going to keep you waiting any longer. So, let's get it. Let's go. So, the next voice you will hear will be from my special guest, gospel recording artist, Rodney Douglas. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
So people can, yes, be set free and be moved through the music. And I am a very, very big advocate when it comes to making sure the house receives the Spirit of God. Because as a worship leader, you make the pastor's job very, very easy, especially if you understand the flow of the Spirit. Now, I'm not here to preach because this ain't about me. But I just wanted to give you big ups on that, man, because you don't see that a lot, especially in a lot of bios that I have read. That is not highlighted. So I definitely want to give you big up in making sure God is first, even in your personal endeavors of recording music. I thank God for your heart. I thank God for your team. And I praise God for what God's about to do in this season for your life, sir. So thank you so much for coming on today.
No, thank you. I'm excited just to be on here, you know?
Yeah, man. I was just like, man, I was like, you know, your management team sent me an email. And I was like, what is this? Because it was kind of funny. And I'm like, wait a minute, who's this? Like, I heard of your name, but I'm like, he sounds familiar, but I can't put my finger on it. So I'm like, let me go ahead and listen to the track. So I'm like, whoa. Like, this is not like, okay, it's got to be, okay, he's doing a few runs, okay, it's standard. So, and I'm like, this dude is ministering through the song, even though it sounds dope, but he's still ministering and just listening to the words that you're saying. It's like, wow, it's like, it's engaging today's generation. And of course, you know, I'm not going to say I'm old, just saying. Don't laugh.
No.
I'm not old. But in our generation, I'll put it that way. Yeah, the praise and worship was a little more authentic. And let me explain that before somebody beats me up about that statement. It was more of a heart cry than anything, because of course things have changed, music has changed, the industry has changed. We get it. But it was a sense of authenticity, and when you see young artists such as yourself bringing that authenticity back to a today sound, that's uncanny. That's God, because a lot of young individuals like yourself, okay, they want to get the beat, get the hook. Got the right production, got the right sound, and it's good. You've been doing this for a minute, man. And every song that I've listened to, and I pulled two archives from your earlier releases, and I'm like, every song is like, wow. I just want you to explain to the family who Rodney Douglas is. Why was singing gospel music your number one heart cry, and how do you engage that in your week-to-week ministry at your church at Faith Church St. Louis? You have the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thanks again for having me on here. I'll start from the beginning. I was born and raised in church. My dad, Superintendent Rodney Douglas Sr., was my pastor, so I was kind of born on the pew at the age of 3. So I grew up in the church, and I kind of did everything in the church. Like, I was on the usher board, played the organ, played the drums, did just about every job a church kid could do. But I also sang in the choir, and I don't know what age it was, but at some point something kind of just shifted, and that I just knew that's what I was called to do. So I started off singing with my sisters. We'd go around singing songs at different churches and things like that at a very young age, and that's kind of where I found my love for music. So fast forward to about 2014, I released my very first single, which was All the Glory and I Want God. And after that, I paired up with C-Note Entertainment, Craig and Tony Towns, and they acted as my management team. They still do, and they've done an incredible job kind of helping mold me to be an artist, show me the ropes and different things like that. So through that, I released How I Made It, which was a project kind of birthing out of my testimony. About 5 years, 5 or 6 years ago, I was at a party, and I got pushed out of a window, fell 2 stories straight to the concrete, and I was supposed to die that night, but God spared my life. I was healed within 2 months, all broken bones healed, everything. God spared my life, and at that moment, I knew I was marked for the rest of my life. So that just kind of pushed me closer to God, and I started learning the benefits of this thing. Like, I hear so many people, young people say, like, I don't know if I can be saved. I got to give this up. But when you become a Christian, you get saved, it's a benefit. You talk about what you can do, the power that you do have. So just in realizing that just kind of is birthed out of my worship. Even until now, doing full-time ministry can be very tasking. It's, you know, for a church of this magnitude, we have 6 campuses, so it's a lot of work, but I understand the responsibility of leading worship, especially for that many people. I know that it's important to have a personal relationship with God. And, and here recently, we got Our Worship. It's just a worship song, which is my heart's cry, and it's just a decision I made that no matter what, I will remain consistent in my worship. So, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I know that was a lot.
No, you're good, man. This is your platform. We want to know who you are and what God has done for you, man, because I understand being marked by God is a serious thing. And
yeah.
It takes us longer than others to get it and understand it. And that's why you have a passion that you have. No matter what's going on around you, even in what's going on today, it's this boldness that you have, and you can't explain it. And people ask you, why are you so calm in this pandemic? Or why aren't you tripping because there's nobody at the church? Or why are you still having service? You know, all these things that are going on right now. And being a worship leader, and there's 6 campuses. Do you sing at all 6, or is just 2 designated ones? How does that work?
Well, yeah, so basically I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, so we have 4 campuses here and 2 campuses in West Palm Beach, Florida. So as far as the planning and all of the recordings and everything we do through the week, we do that for every campus. And on the weekend, I'm at 2 different campuses. So every Sunday, I'm at Sunset Hills, Missouri. And every Tuesday, Saturday, I'm at Sunset Hills, Missouri. And on Sundays, I'm either in Earth City or the Florissant campus. So I actually kind of circulate around all of them.
Wow. So going back from Missouri to Florida and back. Wow. Woo. Jesus.
It's a lot, but look, we have four worship leaders on staff. So we actually have a worship leader in Florida, my brother Titus, who leads the charge down there. So
okay. I was about to say, man, you stretched thin. If you
got to
go to all your campuses.
Oh, no.
At all of them. I was like, wait a minute. You really got to.
Let me stop.
Anyway, man, but we praise God for that, man, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, being young and understanding your importance as being a worship leader. See, because a lot of people do it for all the wrong reasons, especially in the last 5, I'll say about the last 10 years, how the praise and worship leader or team has evolved into something different. And you become an in-house artist, meaning where you'll be a state church praise team or whatever you want to name it, just to throw a name out there. And then you become the staple of the church where you're singing all the praise and worship songs, writing, producing, and things like that. We see that happening a lot now in a lot of our churches today. So with that going on, with all the things that are going on, especially in our nation, especially being African-American, dealing with the pandemic, dealing with the recent situations that have happened across our nations with the race stuff and with church segregation. It's not just race. And one thing that I want to address for anyone that is a leader of a house, whether you're a praise and worship leader or a pastor, we have to stop the segregation within our own houses, meaning our church. Mm. Because so separated and segregated, and the devil is winning, y'all, because we're so separated in our races, our cultures, how we play music, and all this stuff. It's ridiculous. We're all believing in the same God. We all pray to the same God. We worship the same God. We have the same anointing, the same Holy Spirit from the same God. So why are we segregated? I don't get it. See, that's just me. So, you know, maybe I'm just throwing oddballs out of the front, but I don't see why we're so segregated, and especially in this time. Worship leaders, pastors of all race, color, and creed need to come together, man, because this is ridiculous. We need the power of the body, not just the church, not just the institute, the the whole construct, from black, white, purple, green, polka dot, stripe, whatever nationality you are, and you believe in Jesus Christ, we need to reunite. I'm sorry. Let me get off my soapbox, because I just wanted to, I don't understand. Do you see that in ministry, as you're ministering in your house? Do you sense that? Do you feel that? Or the atmosphere has been set by the man or woman of the house not to have that? How are you dealing with that as the church body? And how are you dealing with that as an artist and a worship leader?
Are you talking about more of the racial things going on?
Yeah, the racist things, the COVID-19.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So through this, first of all, going through this pandemic, dealing with the coronavirus and everything like that, obviously it's pushed everyone online to, you know, everybody's virtual, you know, at least for a season. So it kind of pushed us to be more creative, to come up with more things to do. How can we still engage people? How can we still pastor people even though they can't come in the buildings? So just learning how to navigate that, reaching out to people, dropping food off, loving on people, make sure that our online experience is just as exciting as if you were there, doing everything we can to keep people engaged. So it's been just kind of a whirlwind, but it's been a blessing to still be able to work through the coronavirus, through this pandemic, and still bless people. So I was honored to still be able to do that. And then coming up on the things of racism that's happening, like the senseless killings of black men. I'm a black man leading worship at a multicultural church. So I encounter white people all day, people, Asian people, Mexican people, people of all races. So in this season, I've just found myself having so many healthy conversations and realizing some people have an open heart to receive and some people don't bother to know, but just learning how to love them through that, because you can get caught up and end up with a lot of hate in your heart. You see these senseless killings, it'll upset you. I was racially profiled myself about 4 months ago. I was pulled over for no reason. A cop pulled a gun out on me and searched my car and didn't find anything but snacks and a Bible. I was on the way to work, so I was like, sir, you know, he ended up apologizing, but I was racially profiled, and that was one of many times I've been racially profiled. So just being able to share my story with people who don't understand, people who aren't the same, don't look like me, just having those open conversations and opening up the door to healing, you know, so I'm actually honored to be able to do that, you know, in this season.
And that's been a major shift in the church as well, with all of the media, the streaming, and, you know, things like that. And of course, for bigger churches, it's a little easier to transition. But for smaller churches that are pretty much closing down because of what's going on, you know, it's kind of a burden in my heart. Just like, wow, you know. We have all these powerful men and women of God, and they don't have the multiple campuses and things like that to stay afloat. So it's like, you know, what do we do then? A lot of men and women of God, a lot of worship leaders are discouraged. They're feeling some kind of way, you know, especially with this added on pressure of not knowing whether if you're going to walk out your home, you're going to come back safe, you know, and, you know.
Right.
This is what we're dealing with. And what I tell people in regard any artist, because right now, of course, artists are doing a lot of creative things as well. They're doing a lot of lives as far as concerts and things like that now. So that's pretty cool, you know, because you can't go to the churches because of, you know, the pandemic. So you have to come up with something to try. Okay, how will we get to the church? Okay, well, we could do a live stream. We could do it that way. Okay, cool. You know, so it's funny how churches are starting to get into this, where, you know, an artist can still go to the church and still be able to minister through this pandemic. But with technology, we can do all that now, which is awesome, because I'm hearing a lot of success stories in regards to artists such as yourself going to different places via internet, and you just have a little room that you set up. and you have a little a praise and worship concert right there in your garage. So I think that's pretty cool. You know, have you come across that?
Oh yeah, but a lot of my peers, I've been seeing so many different people doing live concerts, and it's been amazing just to see the creativity and just innovation of people to do that in different places. Like some of my friends have done it in garages, at churches, outside, at different venues, and it's just really, really incredible to see. Like it's been awesome. I love it.
I love the live sound. I mean, it's nothing like the live sound. It's nothing like the real band, the real bass, the real guitar, the real drums. See, the young cats nowadays, they don't understand the authenticity of the sound. Now, a machine can reproduce it, but there's nothing like the real sound of strumming your hands on a chord or playing your finger on a key. It's more emotion behind it, because every stroke or every time you bang the keyboard to play a new note change or a new key change, you can feel the emotion behind the changes. And there's nothing like that. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was just agreeing with you. Like, it's nothing like that authentic feel of live instrumentation and singing. Like, even mistakes and all, that's just part of the experience to hear that, and just to hear people play, you know, play the instruments and sing the songs, and it's just an authentic feeling that you can relate to because you're both in that moment, you know?
Amen. And when you can connect with the minister of music, the keyboardist, the lead that's actually flowing with you, when you two are connected in the spirit and you can engage in the spirit and he knows exactly where you're going to go without you giving cues, that's an anointing all by itself too. Just saying.
It definitely helps you out.
We're going to go down memory lane a little bit with this first song we're going to play, which is called Angel. Can you tell family? Yeah, I got you, bro. I told you. We got Angel. And can you tell the family in regards to writing this song? I know this was one of your humble beginning tracks, but I love the song. So can you give the family the inspiration in behind writing the song and singing the song, laying it down? Is there a testimony behind it? You have the floor.
Absolutely. So Angel, that's a song that I actually dedicated to my late grandfather, Superintendent Robert C. Williams. He was a pastor growing up. Well, all my life he was a pastor, just like my dad. So growing up, just I honored him and my parents, just the people God placed in my life, that literally if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be alive, you know. So I just looked at him as like, God, this is a song of thanksgiving to the Lord. Like, thank you for sending me my angels, the people that you placed in my life to help see me through, to speak wisdom into my life, to love me. So, yes, dedicated to my family, my grandfather.
Awesome. Wow. We love surprising our guests, man. It's like,
dude, oh, cool.
So, I like to understand the ministry of people that I speak with, and you know, to get a connection, because we have to have a spiritual connection. You know, I'm not just going to just give you a quick 15 minutes and you're out the door. You know, I want the people to understand the heart of who you are, not just the artist, not somebody that goes from state to state, not just the worship leader. I want people to hear the heart of Rodney. And, you know, and I appreciate the time that you took out today, because, you know, it's not going to be a quick 15 minutes, you know, and I just want to make sure that the family gets, that walks with your journey from Angel to Our Worship, just to be able to get snippets and pieces of your growth, not only spiritually, where were you in those times of writing these songs, and where are you now? So we're taking a trip down memory lane. So when we come back, we're going to have more with Rodney Douglas. So, Rodney, can you please introduce the song coming up right now on the Thomas Voice Presents? You have the floor.
Absolutely. So this is the project How I Made It. One of the feature songs on there, Angel, produced by my brother, Michael Whitfield, who produced that entire record. And he that was like a defining moment in my life when I was truly finding out who I was, and he helped me with that. So you'll hear that through this song.
Amen. All right, family, stick around. We're going to have more with gospel recording artist Rodney Douglas Jr. in the building. So here we go. Angel coming up right now on the Psalmist Voice Presents.
I was never perfect, never proclaimed to be. But God said I was worth it, worth his time and energy. God saw a need, and in his own way, he'd provide. Yes, he would. He saw my situation and sent an angel by my side. So I thank you for sending me. Oh, yeah. It was an angel. My granddaddy was the one who always encouraged me to be a leader, a winner, and most importantly, God's son. Thank you for sending me my angel.
Y'all was just flowing. It wasn't one of those, okay, and one, and two, And no, you were just going with it, and it felt authentic. So that's a proper song to honor a great man like that, man. You guys, in the fight story, he was looking down like, wow, that's exactly the type of jam I like. So you guys hit it, you know. So big up, man. That you guys did an awesome job with that. And like I said, man, when I hear your music, that's what I'm saying. There's such a connection with the music, such a connection with the lyrics, and the passion that you bring with it. It's a unique gift because you don't just hear your chords and your runs. You hear the passion that's coming out, and that's very rare, especially in this industry. And I say it like that, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but everyone's looking for technicality and looking for runs and looking for goosebumps and looking for your hairs to raise on your arm. No, I mean, it's more to it than that. And if you can get your spirit, the inside of you, to jump and then you feel a leaping in your spirit, you did your job. You know, and that's the joy of being, for me, that's the joy of just recording any kind of music. Just to be able to have somebody, because what I'm trying to say is we have so many R&B, all these guys that are out here singing, right? Now, when you're in the world, when you hear a certain beat, what happens to your flesh? You automatically move to it, right? Because that's what your flesh is accustomed to. So why can't we have the same thing with gospel? Now, I'm not saying gospel like it's hot to a gospel tune. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when you hear it, you either want to run around your church, shout hallelujah, praise the Lord, something. But we're getting the music is getting too similar to what we hear in the secular. And I wanted to ask that question because I know there's a lot of people get it mixed up. And I understand it is an industry. This is what you do as the industry, as an artist. I sing gospel music. And then there's other gospel artists that say, okay, this is the industry. This is my job. And I know what the company wants me to do or the producers want me to do. I'm going to do this, do that, and compromise and all this stuff just to make sure I get my distribution deal. Now, this is a lot of this stuff is going on right now. And very protective when it comes to any indie artist. And I'm quite sure you have an awesome management team, and I'm quite sure they already know and see the snares that are behind the scenes because you've been with them this long. So obviously that says a lot about the team. So with you coming up in the industry, and I'll say it like that to be punctual and nice. Have you seen compromise before the pandemic, before everything was shut down, when you were able to go to different events or different showcases and things like that? Have you seen the great compromise, the great falling away, even in the gospel music industry? Your thoughts?
Yeah, man. So I'm still learning a lot. You know, I've heard so many stories about, you know, how different labels may want, you know, artists to go a different way, and they can't release certain music, they can't write certain ways, things like that. I've heard so many different stories, but I haven't seen any, like, you know, that I can say they're compromising or they're, you know, but I've just heard so much of that going on. So I'm just grateful that, you know, through these years, I was able to be an independent artist so that I can, you know, kind of be in control of what I release, how I release it. And I do feel like, music, God is so creative. You know, he made everybody so different, fearfully and wonderfully, so that, like, I love to hear the different sounds, the Ty Tripp's, the Miley Musics, the Tasha Cobbs, the Ty Delaney's, just the diversity of it all. I love to hear when people are authentically who God called them to be. You know, I feel like it shouldn't all sound the same. However, I think a lot of artists can kind of get caught up in what's popular or, like you said, what those labels are telling them they need to do or they need to look a certain way. And then that's when you can kind of drift off of who God called you to be, you know. So that's just what's been kind of helping me through it. Like, just even, you know, I'm not sure what the future holds, if I get a deal or whatever happens, but I know that I'm going to be who God called me to be authentically, you know, and anything past that is not His will. So.
Amen. Well, I got news for you and your management team. The independent industry at this point is on the rise. Why? Because a lot of the labeled artists right now are on lockdown. So being that you are independent and being that you're not held to a label and things like that, you all have a freedom. And this is, and I was told this not too long ago by another artist, that I'm seeing such a freedom now because it doesn't feel like there's an iron curtain anymore. And like I said, I'm quite sure your management team understands what I mean when I say iron curtain. Because when it comes to independent artists, you can only go but so high without compromise.
Right.
And if you have a very good team in place, like you have for all these years, they're gonna make sure your anointing is protected first. Look, it's great. We all want to have distribution deals. I get it. We all want to have be on a label so we can get our music pushed out even further. I get it. But we are in a time right now where you could do all that yourself via internet. Just saying. I'm just saying. You don't need all that extra stuff just to do the same thing that somebody that's on a label is doing. You see the creativity going on right now. You guys have so much creativity to do that and push your music, because the indie artist, right, there's a big difference in an industry artist. Like I said, I don't knock Todd, I don't knock Kirk, I don't knock Fred, I don't knock these guys that's paved the way. I don't knock them. But there's a difference in sound from an independent and a label. There's a difference in sound. Let me explain. Because when you are a labeled gospel artist, you are constructed to be that. You are the label. You are the artist of. If you get caught up in the stuff or get caught up in the image, then that's who you're going to be. And behind closed doors, you're a totally different person. But when it comes to the independent artists, you guys are coming. I'm coming as Rodney Douglas. This is who I am. I'll worship, period. That's it. There's no, oh, I am the incomparable Rodney Douglas, praise God. You know, you're not doing all that formality nonsense. Just saying. So you're able to, you have authenticity versus industry. There's a big difference. I learned the difference a long time ago. And I'm not going to get on my soapbox, but I learned that there's a big difference between entertainment and ministry. I learned that a long time ago by a very prominent gospel artist. There's a big difference. Oh, well, am I going to entertain the masses or am I going to minister to the masses? And I'm going to leave that soapbox alone because that's a whole nother show, whole nother time. So I'm just going to ask a few more questions in regards to the process. We have another song for you. And, of course, we have another song. It's called God's Love. Okay.
Yeah.
So, God's Love from Angel, dedicating, and then we go in and transition over and shifting to God's Love. Where were you in that time writing this song, producing this song? And do you have a testimony behind this song, God's Love? You have the floor.
Yes, sir. So God's Love was actually the single that was on that project, How I Made It. So How I Made It was basically a compilation of songs, just literally telling my story, how I made it through. We got Angel on there, which was my family, my grandfather, my grandparents, the people who kind of helped me through. We got All the Glory on there, which was my worship song that got me through some of the roughest seasons of my life. We got Refuge, that talks about God being my refuge and strength, my hiding place. One of my favorite scriptures, Psalms 91:1, He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That was like my like my slogan. That's what I lived by, you know. So I wrote those songs. Then God's Love, kind of a story behind that. One of my favorite songs is I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. So I love that song. And I find myself always singing. And I'm like, Lord, I want to write a love song to you that's from my heart, my words, my way. And I just literally started singing this out of my spirit. I was working one day, and I literally just started singing the song out of this. And that was God's Love. I released it. And that was kind of one of, I would say, one of the most successful songs I've done. It's the one that most people request and that God has just kind of really breathed on. So it's actually my favorite song to this day.
So in your process of your love song with Jesus Christ, and now you have one, and you're like, okay, got it. Now, were there any hurdles you had to go through personally, and how did you overcome them? Because it's very, and this is intriguing, when you have someone that was born and raised and bred, like I like to say, you were cornbread fed in church, and how is that when you are born and raised in church, you're raised up in church, you didn't know anything in regards to what was outside but the church, period. Did you ever have a time in your life where you struggled and hurtled from wanting to go to the other side and like, and I want to know what it's like over here? And who was instrumental in your life to keep you on the straight and narrow? Besides, obviously, the Father, Jesus Christ. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. So, like I said, I was born in the church. So, I went through those seasons where I kind of strayed away and I kind of wanted to do my own thing, wanted to go to different places I shouldn't have been. That's how I ended up getting pushed out of the window. But I was hard-headed and I was like, no, I'm going to do my own thing. And, I battled with that for a while, but God had his hand on my life, and he would always allow me to get in situations. And it'd be like a situation where I'd get in trouble, I'd be in a situation, he would just speak to me clearly in that moment and just keep reminding me that he had his hand on my life. And just having a good group of friends around me and some different artists who just kind of helped me through those seasons. Because I was singing at a young age, so a lot of what kind of speaking to my life, my brother Michael Whitfield, who produced How I Made It, at a young age, I'll go over there and just kind of do vocals for him. We'd have talks about things, and he'd help me out. And Megan Williams, Levi 2 King, just a few to name, outside of, like, my family, my sisters. And God had just placed so many people in my life that kind of always just gave me a little nudge, like, you know that's not what you're supposed to do. You know what you're called to do. So another thing I had to really do is to find Jesus for myself. You know, I knew church growing up. I knew how to shout, knew how to play the organ, knew how to have a good time. I knew how to lead people into his presence, you know. But I had to go through some things to truly understand who God was and how much he loves me. And when I developed that relationship and truly found out what his love entails, that's what made that difference for me.
Amen. And you said the key word. Relationship. And this, you are a prime example of being raised in church, formed, like I said, cornbread fed in the church, and having a desire to want to go and be your own thing. You were put in a situation where God had to be God in your life. He had to prove himself to you. And as he proved himself to you, it developed a relationship between you and Jesus Christ. Same thing happened to me, man. I'll put myself out there real quick. I was in an automobile accident 3 years ago. I was crushed. Wow. Pretty much. I should have been dead, period. The front end of the car was smashed. It was like a sardine can, pretty much. They had the jaws of life was out of the car, the whole nine yards. My whole right leg was mangled. My left foot was crushed. My right arm broke my collarbone and things like that. So in that whole situation, when you're dealing with the trauma, I understood that this was a place I needed to be. And let me explain before y'all start tripping. Calm down. Sometimes God has to put us in a situation where we have to be humble. I'm just saying. And because when you have a hard head, I had a hard head too. My head was big. I thought I knew it all. I knew church. I knew the word. I knew. I was praise and worship leader and la. But I wanted to experience what Chris could do. And I walked away and ran from my call. In the process of going to work, God stopped all of me. This accident happened. And my whole world has been changed forever. Now, in the process, doctors said I was not going to be able to walk for about almost 9 months to a year. Well, God had other plans. He had other plans.
Thank you.
So pretty much a 3 to 12 month process to learn how to walk all over again took 3 months. That's only God. And in the process of sitting in that bed, and I know exactly how it is when you're sitting in that hospital bed and it's just you, there's nobody around, all you hear is the beep of the machine, and you see the same television show over and over and over again in the hospital bed, is nothing but you and God. And that's why the passion that I have, I can relate to you, because you have that same passion in vocally. Because you're going to blow all ham and cheese, like we like to call it up top. We call it ham and cheesing, where you're going all in. You're doing the same thing in your work, in what God is doing for you in the season through your music. You can hear, I'm going to keep doing what God told me to do. If you guys get upset, it's okay. But I know I have to give a word to you regardless, because that's what God said. The Lord told me to sing it, preach it, whatever, write it, whatever God told me to do. God told me to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind. So as you were laying in that hospital bed, God was restoring, renewing, and giving you a fire no one could take out. So that's why you've been protected. Because regardless of what God wanted to do, God always pulled you back in. And the management team that you have, all the way to the ministry that you serve under, God is protecting you in this season. And every time you open your mouth, you're giving honor where honor is due, because you know that without God, you would not be in the situation you are in right now. You are a blessed young man, and you take that baton and you run with it until God calls you home. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise, that God gave you a gift. There's the difference between being talented and being gifted. It's a big difference. And if you're gifted under the Holy Ghost, God's going to take you places that your talent can't take you. Let me stop preaching. My God. Okay. You got me going there real quick. But anyway, can you tell the family a little bit all of your social media handles that they can reach you, any websites, numbers, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, all that stuff that we have available right now, and you know that's going crazy right now as far as social media goes. But are there any handles that you can give the family that they can follow you and contact you and things like that?
Absolutely. So you can follow me on Instagram. It's Rodney.Douglas_Jr. You can also follow me on Facebook, Rodney Douglas Jr. And I'm also on YouTube, Rodney Douglas Jr. It's pretty simple. And you can book me through C-Note by going to our website, c-noteentertainment.com. That's c-noteentertainment.com. Or you can shoot an email to c-noteentertainment@hotmail.com. And I would love to come worship with you all. So hit me up.
Amen. Amen. Because I was like, man, how can I get in contact with this brother? Since I'm all over social media on almost every platform. So I'm like, I'm trying to get in touch with you, but I understand why they do what they do. They're just protecting you, and I get it. So big up to them again for doing such a phenomenal job. We're going to go ahead and get into this love song that God gave you. And could you please introduce this song to the family? And when we come back, we're going to get into the main event, which is our worship. But Rodney, introduce the next song for the family, please.
Awesome. So coming up, we have God's Love, written by myself. It's my favorite song, and it's my love song to the Lord. I pray that it blesses you.
Amen. Well, family, get your popcorn. It's time to get it in. We got Rodney Douglas Jr. in the building with God's Love. Keep it locked, family. We'll be right back.
Passes my wrong through the darkest days. A love that conquers and heals despite my terrible ways. A love so deep and a love so strong, there's no way that it cannot fail. A love so forgiving despite every wrong. True love will always be there. God's love, love, love. I'm singing God's love, love, love. God's love, love. Dark, stony, and cold. A love that rearranged my view. Ooh, it healed me, made me whole. A love so deep and a love so strong, there's no way that it cannot fail. A love so forgiving despite every wrong. This true love will always be there.
Nothing greater. Nothing Keep it locked right here on TPV Radio, the station for inspiration.
Hey, what's going on, home team? This your boy Gino Worldwide, Pastor Gino, man of Freewave Radio, Generation Now Church in Murfreesboro. Hey, you are now listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
You're listening to the Psalmist Voice Presents right now on TPV Radio.
We are back. Psalmist Voice Presents, gospel recording artist Rodney Douglas is in the building. Man, if y'all can't get up with that, even y'all old heads, I'm just saying, this cat's got things on there. I'm just saying, he's got like that Stevie Wonder / I'ma stop. See, cause you see, y'all gonna get me started, and then y'all gonna get in trouble. And y'all gonna be like, so look, man, guy got the music. The music's there. So older cats, my generation and above, y'all gotta get that song, man. It covers everything. As a musician, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Just saying. But anyway, man. Yeah, that's the next
love one
right there.
Thank you, sir.
We got to replace the one that we got, you know, already. Everybody has to go anything. Let's switch that with God's love. For all the churches out there, some of you that are still having services, stop going to the go-to song that's been the go-to song for the last 30 years. Make sure you learn Rodney Douglas' new song, God's Love, please. Just saying. Anyway, here we go. as a writer, musician, and vocalist, I know those are gifts all by itself. Like, you know, I couldn't even tie my shoes straight, and I still sometimes can't, you know, tie my shoes straight. I mean, I could drum here pretty well. But being able to sing and write it and play it, that's a God-given talent all by itself. So do you have any advice, like a golden nugget for any young, inspiring gospel artists that have the attributes of being able to play, sing, and write? Can you give them some type of encouragement to continue to keep moving forward and allow the gift that God gave them to be manifested? You have the floor.
Absolutely. I would simply say keep going. So many young artists and musicians, they kind of, if things don't go the way that they see it, they'll kind of give up. But truly, keep going and trust the gift that God gave you. Be authentically you and be okay with that. If you're not the best runner, then don't run. If you're not the best, if you don't have the strongest voice, if you can't holler like Tasha Cobbs, use the sweet voice God gave you. Even to the musicians, be authentically you. I think it's so awesome when God, you know, brings up a different voice or a different musician, just a different sound to release the same message. Be okay with that. Keep trusting God and literally keep going and know that His ways are higher, His thoughts are higher, His plans are higher than what we could ever imagine. So if it doesn't go the route you think, just go with what God has, because I promise you it's better.
So what is the most common reasons why artists / musicians / writer give up, you know? And, you know, I mean, I know the obvious answer, you know, because there's so many others, but you kind of answered the question, but I really wanted to get a little more in depth in that, as far as what's the most common reason, like, because I know you probably came to a point in your musical endeavor that you came to a point of, man, I need to, I'm done. Like, you know, I'm tired of singing every week. I'm tired of recording. I had enough, God. What was that? What was the it factor that woke you up to say, you know what? I gave this to you, sir, and I want you to use it for my glory. What was the it factor for you that jump-started you to continue to do what you do up to this present day?
Man, so taking it back to just even the first question, it was a lot of times when I kind of wanted to, like, you know, not do it anymore or give up. I may have not gotten the response I thought. It's so easy to get caught up in seeing, you know, other people on social media, other singers who are doing well, and you can start comparing yourself. My bro Jonathan McReynolds wrote a song, said it best, comparison kills. It can literally, you know, kill your dream, kill your drive. But don't allow it, because understand this, people don't post their losses online. They're not posting their downtime. They're posting their wins. They're posting their happy moments, which is great. Do the same, but don't measure your life to someone else's. Understand that if you're going through a rough season or a drought, you know, understand that that's how God grows you. That's how God's allowing you to go through this so that you can have a testimony, and that his path for you is different. You know, so just understanding that will allow you to just go through it, you know?
Amen. And that's the key, man. Like, when God always takes you to this season where it feels like even on the other side of the spectrum, when you're doing radio, for example, it's very easy to be intimidated by the gospel greats that are now doing radio. Okay, you already blew out the music scene. Now you want to take the radio scene too. Just saying. I'm going to keep it real. So, independent, it's very easy to get distracted by numbers and all this stuff. But God told me this that kept me going. When the day that I wanted to give up everything, this is when God started opening doors for me. We as a network are considered renegades because of the fact that we go against the grain, we tell it like it is, we preach the word without fluff, and we have fun with our guests. We call everyone family. So after this conversation, you're my family, bro. So I'm going to keep in touch with you. Anything that you're doing, I'm going to check up on you, see if you're okay, if you need prayer. I know you have pastors. I'm not trying to be your pastor, but we are your extended family. So if you're on the road, you can't reach your immediate pastors, you can call me up anytime. I'm home. So I don't have a schedule or a timeline, and I can fit you in. If I don't get to you right away, I'll make sure I respond to you via text message and get to you. See, this is the type of passion that God put in us to create family, to bond the body for real, to bridge the gap between the segregation of gospel and the industry and the this and the that. Look, we are all trying to do the same thing. We want to get people saved. So, of course, the wife has to reflect that. So we understand industry. I get it. You get to go on the big stage. I get it. You get to be on music videos. I get it. You get to have a reality TV show. I get it. See, this is the stuff that the devil likes to do too. He tempted Jesus for 40 days and 40 nights, right? Okay, he gave Jesus the kingdoms of the world, that you could have all this if you just worship me. Okay, well, think about it. Isn't that happening right now? So just think about it. Just because you're independent, you're in that valley too. You get in that valley where you're in a 40-day, 40-night a season, where it feels as if no one's listening to you, no one's hearing the authentic message. All people want is the showmanship instead of the authenticity. Well, I got news for you. Continue to sing what God put in your heart. Don't try to be Tasha. Don't try to be Fred. Don't try to be Donnie. You be you. And like Rodney just said, you be good with who God made you to be. That's the biggest thing, man. Once you get over folk, yeah, I said it, folks, your so-called fan base, sometimes the people in your church, sometimes the closest people in your life, they'll be the biggest haters. You got to be able to know what God told you. And if God told you to do this, don't listen to Joe Schmo, Uncle Tommy, and all the rest of them, and you continue to do what I told you to do, I guarantee you God will open up doors. I've seen it happen for us, and I'm going to see it happen for you. You just continue to stay humble, and you stay focused on what God told Rodney to do. Don't get distracted by all the rest of these tests. God gave you a unique gift. You can do all three. So, hey, you know, that's good. And, you could probably be up there with Travis Green and the rest of them folks because they could do the same thing. But like I said, everyone has a different sound. So what's popular today, it may not be popular tomorrow, especially in music. I don't care if you're in gospel. I don't care if you're in secular. Your season will come. And when your season comes, that's the time for you to go full tilt, 110%, and go all in and get as much to the people that God gave you, all the downloads he gave you in your wilderness experience. Pour it all out on those stages. Pour it all out in the meet and greet. Pour it all out in all the little shows that you do, South by Southwest, whatever shows that you are going on, you give them God. Because I'm telling you, in this season, people want authenticity. They don't want showmanship or entertainment. Uh-oh. I'm going to get in trouble for that statement, too. Hey, what else is there? I'm saying something. But it's the truth. It's time to be authentic. And like I said, when we hear your music, Rodney, it is authentic. You can hear the authenticity. You can hear the oneness in the spirit with the band, with what you write, how you're singing it. You know, if we want to get technical and all this stuff as far as vocally, oh, yeah, you're great vocally, but you can hear the authenticity behind the accuracy of the note, for lack of a better word. So, we have to stop this showmanship stuff. Yes, I get it. Oh, it's the industry. You got to make money. This, and that. See, that's the problem. This has been the biggest problem with church today, right now. That's why we're having problems today, right now, because everybody's trying to live their blessed life now. Everybody trying to chase after the dream. Everybody trying to get that big house on the hill. Everybody trying to do the next big thing. Everybody trying to get a new reality show. You know, all this nonsense. And all God wants is to save my people. That was our command. So if you are a vocalist, you need to save his people through your sound, through the drums that you beat, the guitar you strum, the vocals that you hit and lay down, the tracks that you produce. It's supposed to have a heavenly anointing behind it. God will send you people to put the icing on the cake. He will send you those. Ronnie, you got me preaching. Okay, this ain't about me. I'm going to stop right there, okay, and hold the phone.
You were preaching good, sir.
See, you know, I got time because I get a little cash. Like, just saying. All right, I'm going to stop. I got you. Okay. Okay, see, I got my people. Sound effect. Anyway, okay, so let's go into the journey where we are right now. Our worship. Okay, we have went to the angel. Then we wanted to write a song, a love song to Jesus Christ. Now I'm in a season of declaration. Can you please tell the family what was the heart cry for this latest EP, Our Worship, and what's the testimony behind this EP? You have the floor.
Absolutely. Well, Our Worship, my latest song, is literally the season I'm in. It's my lifestyle. It's a commitment I made to the Lord that no matter what season I'm in, no matter what I'm facing, no matter how low I get, I'll continue to remain consistent in my worship. That's even a line in the song, and I said that intentionally because you can find yourself so many times as believers just up and down, in season, out of season, you know. But through it all, I made a promise. I'm going to stay committed to what I was created to do, and that is to worship you, not just singing, but with my lifestyle, you know, through the week, you know, Monday through Friday. So that was just, I just wrote a worship song. I wanted something that I could just kind of sing to give God praise and to encourage myself with that commitment. So I pray that when people listen to it, they can kind of join me and then say, you know what, I'm going to remain consistent no matter how many times I mess up, no matter what, I'm going to worship him for who he is.
Amen. Amen. Well, I can't wait to play it. We've been spending it like crazy on TPV Radio 24/7, but I know the people want to hear it now, and this song is definitely going to bless your life, family. So we are going to be blessed with the ministry of Rodney Douglas right now with his latest EP, Our Worship. So, Rodney, introduce the song to the family, and when we come back, we're going to tie this all up in a nice little bow, get you all the social media handles you can get, and we're going to get a final word and a final nugget of inspiration by our special guest, gospel recording artist, Rodney Douglas, in the building. So, sir, you have the floor.
Awesome. Well, here it is, my latest single, Our Worship, available everywhere. Download it now. Stream it, stream it, stream it. Let it play. I pray that it blesses you all. Let's do it.
Well, let's get it. Let's go. Our Worship. Are y'all ready? Let's get it. Let's go. We got Rodney Douglas with Our Worship right here on the Psalmist's Voice Presents. Keep it locked. We got final from Mr. Rodney Douglas, our special guest on the Psalmist's Voice Presents. Keep it locked.
On my knees, will I worship? At your feet is where I long to be. In your presence,
in your presence,
my spirit is renewed. In your presence, I find you. Hey, and I am willing.
I am willing.
I am willing.
I am
willing to worship you. Now, everybody, clap your hands.
Yeah.
Say what?
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to the Psalmist Voice Presents right now on TPV Radio.
We are the Psalmist Voice Presents. Recording artist in the building. Man, I'm done. See, I'm closing up shop. That song was off the chain.
Thank you.
There's really no words that really describe it. Like I said, if you're a musician, you know where I'm going to go. And even as a vocalist, it's fun. Like, it is you. Like, you're not trying to be anybody but you. Because every note that you... you're not trying to imitate something that was heard. Everything is you, and the style is unique, and it's just like, wow. So y'all need to go get this. Y'all need to go get this EP. Just saying. It's on every major music streaming, Spotify, Apple, all of it. But Rodney has all that information for you. He going to give you everything you need so you can get all of his stuff. So Rodney, give everybody all of your social media handles and how they can get your music.
Yes. So my music is available everywhere. You can go to Apple Music. You can go to Spotify. Please stream it on Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, YouTube. Anywhere you listen to music, you can find it there. So if you could download that, let me know what you think.
Yes, sir. Y'all got to do it. And the other two things is just hot. Y'all need to just get his whole trilogy from the beginning to now. You can hear the growth, not only spiritually, but if you want to go by technicality and all that stuff, you can just hear the maturity of this young man, in the spirit as well as vocally. And the music is second. It's second to none. I mean, it's like, you're in a jam session every time a track comes on. When this gentleman is singing, it's like they jam session. It's not even like, like we joked about a couple of minutes ago about going one, two, three, four, and being all in the tune and the pitch and all that stuff. It's like he's just singing on the mic and he's just they just going. It's like they're catching you guys at a freestyle. That's exactly what it sounds like. Because it's like so authentic. It's not like, okay, it's in a studio, we're recording it, and you have this many seconds to lay the track, you have this many seconds to lay down the bass line. It's like you guys are just jamming, they hit the record button, and they mixed and mastered it, and that's it. That's what it sounded like to me. So, I mean, of course it's not bad, but I mean, you see what I'm saying. If you are a fan of the real sound, this album, and when is the album going to drop, or are you just doing EPs right now?
So right now I'm just kind of going with the flow of just releasing singles and see what comes about, if it turns into another EP or album. I'm just kind of going with the flow, but I'm thinking it's going to be an album.
Okay, awesome.
We definitely can't wait for the album to drop, because like I said, this
is a little tease. And in listening, going backwards in time and listening to how it was then and how it is now and how it is when it's going to be in the next couple of months, and if the album drops, oh my goodness, guys, y'all got to get this. I'm just saying.
So one more time, Rodney, bring kids all up to social media handles, how they can get your music, how they can book you, all that jazz, and then we go into the final thought.
Awesome. So, yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Rodney.Douglas_Jr. Facebook, Rodney Douglas Jr. YouTube, Rodney Douglas Jr. You can buy any of my music. How I Made It is available everywhere, and my latest single, Our Worship, available everywhere. So please go download it, and let's connect. Shoot me a message. Let me know what you think.
Amen. Amen.
Do you have a Facebook fan page or anything like that? You know everybody's Facebook too. So, do you have a Facebook fan page?
Yeah. That's also Rodney Douglas Jr. So you can, I'm actually at my limit for my personal page, but you can go like the fam page.
Awesome. Well, family, you know, a lot of y'all still on Facebook, so go to his page, click the fan page for Rodney Douglas Jr. Of course, everybody's at their max. I'm at my max. I can't even accept nobody else except just go to the radio page. But anyway, we got a final thought, a final nugget coming from our special guest, Rodney Douglas. What is a special inspiration you can give to the family, to someone that is in the case of this, that is in the, that you know that is letting the pressure of what's going on affect their faith, affect their ministry. What golden nugget you can give anyone that is in? What can you give that they can see to push forward? You have the floor.
Absolutely. So I won't be long. I did a lot of talking, but 2020 has been a crazy year. You know, we went through the biggest pandemic that's happened almost ever. COVID-19, everything shutting down, everybody's isolated in their homes. People deal with loneliness, anxiety, depression, getting overwhelmed with all that's going on. Then comes this racism that's been going on like even for years, over 400 years. So just dealing with the pressures of all of that, it's so easy to isolate yourself. And one thing I say, don't ever isolate yourself. When you isolate yourself in moments like that, you can, it's you and your mind, you know, so your mind can tell you things. And, you know, use the people that God's put in your life, you know, your friends and family, check up on them, make sure you tell them how you're feeling, and truly find God. Find that secret place. The secret place saved my life. I said earlier, one of my favorite scriptures, Psalms 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, that's God, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Under his shadow, that's where the safety is. That's where the peace is. That's where freedom is. So truly find that secret place and allow it to bless you. Allow it to be the starting point for your life. Whenever you're making a decision, whatever you do, start in the secret place. Talk to God. Allow him to walk you through these seasons, because he won't put more on you than you can bear. So he brought you to it. If he brought you to COVID-19, if he brought you through racism, through maybe poverty, whatever you're dealing with, understand that he will see you to victory. So just find that relationship. And that's what I got.
Yes, sir. Well, we definitely appreciate you for coming on the show, man. And we appreciate your ministry. We appreciate your heart. And
I'm glad to be on here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're glad to have you. You're not a stranger. You have the number. So anytime you want to call in, feel free. If you're on the road, you just want to listen to it, listen to a show, what have you, feel free. And,
absolutely.
Of course, this show will be replayed in just a few minutes. You can go to our Facebook page at Thomas Voice Radio Network, or the short version, just go to Facebook, look up TPV Radio, like us, and you can get all of the shows, including tonight's show, on our page. Also, you can download Live 365, type in the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Yes, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it. You get artists such as Rodney Douglas and much, much more on our 24-hour 365 site. You hear music you'll never hear anywhere else. You hear ministry like you'll never hear from anywhere else. And we do it all for the glory of God. Period. So, family, please download it on all your mobile devices today. Live 365, search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And, of course, all of our podcast fans, what's good? You can download us on iTunes, Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You can also go to our Block Talk Radio page, also at blocktalkradio.com/TPV Radio, or you can bypass everything I just said, and you can go straight to our website,
subscribe to our website at www.tpvradionetwork.com. That's it. So you can get everything TPV, all the updates, all the special guests, everything TPV. Go to www.tpvradionetwork.com today. So that's all my plugs. Please get Rodney Douglas's new EP, I'll Worship. It's available on all your social media outlets right now. So please get this brother's music. You will not only jam in your car, but you'll be jamming in your workplaces. You'll be jamming at the car wash, and the people be looking at you funny. But then they'd be like, "Who is that? Who is that you rocking out to?" You could say it was Rodney Douglas that's bumping in your car, because this is the guy that's making you rock out right now. So y'all need to get this brother's single, I'll Worship, right now. So family, we are done with tonight's show, and yes, I know it's one of those things. I know.
Say what?
But he's got to go. He has a family. Just saying. And I do too. So we don't want to keep you too long. And we praise God for you. And again, big up and shout out goes out to your management team, Sino Entertainment, the husband and wife team of Greg and Tony Towns. God bless you. You all are doing a phenomenal job with this young man. And we definitely give God the glory for you guys protecting this man through the nonsense of industry. But we praise God for you, and thank you for sending him my way. So, family, on behalf of my special guest, gospel recording artist, Rodney Douglas, I am the Summer's Voice. And always remember, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the psalmist voice, or when you see Rodney Douglas at your church rocking it out for Jesus Christ, sending down the anointing, sending down the fire, getting you delivered and set free, walk with us, family. Let's go. We'll see you next time on another exciting episode of the psalmist voice presents. God bless you, family. We are done. God bless you.
The Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go! TPV Radio, Central Texas.